You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program here on Tuesday, April the 4th, 2023. We want to say thank you to the folks at Coastal Image Landscapes, 321-208-2281, 321-208-2281. If you are looking at upgrading your lawn, upgrading your exterior, maybe you're looking to increase your, or you know, do a better job with your plants or whatever you might have in mind. I know some people have been putting in paver features and things like that. I want to encourage you to do what I did, and that is call 321-208-2281, the folks at Coastal Image Landscapes. Now, I discovered them on accident. I made a post on Facebook, and there were several people who were recommended, and so I called the three that were there, and Coastal Image Landscapes was the third one on the list. Not because they were my least favorite or anything like that. They were. I was just going down the list, and when they came to my house, I discovered that they listened to the Refresh radio program. They knew more about me than I knew about them. Recognized my voice, and let me tell you one other thing about them. They were the only ones that ever followed up, and so I'll share with you a little bit of a personal observation, and that is I've dealt with a lot of construction people in various trades, and many of them really are deficient when it comes to communication with the customers that they're, you know, I literally had one guy that I was trying to help a lady in the church that since passed away, And he said, we don't have time to deal with you and your situation. And it's like, okay, you're too busy for my business, or for her business. Coastal Image Landscapes, they communicated with us. They stayed in touch. They went above and beyond the call of duty, both at the situation at our home and with projects at the church. They love Jesus, and like I said, they listen to the radio program. Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Treasure, and all the rest of the team that might be listening. We recommend them highly. They will make your lawn look better than what you could make it look. I know because I've tried doing some of the things that they ended up doing. I failed. They succeeded. I want to recommend them to you for your projects. And if you can do them a favor, call them, see if they can get you on the books before it gets to be 100 degrees outside with 100% humidity. That's pretty miserable for people who are working outside. Give them a call. It's still early April, so it won't be too awfully intense as far as the heat goes. I understand that they do stay pretty busy. They got two divisions, a lawn care division and a landscaping division. Give them a call. I normally deal with Dan. If you call 321-208-2281, that gets you in touch with Dave. Tell him you heard about him on the Refresh radio program, and that will be greatly appreciated. So we are going back to the book of Romans, chapter 12 today. We've been looking at what does the life of a devoted believer looks like. I want you to know, as far as God is concerned, devotion has never gone out of style. Having daily devotions is wonderful, but having a devoted mindset and a devoted heart to the kingdom of God is something that is absolutely essential. You and I are here for the kingdom of God, and the King is here to empower us to be successful in doing the things that he wants us to do. So there are two references in Romans 12, 9 through 13 that specifically involve a devoted heart. The first one was up in verse number 10, where it says, be kindly affectionate, or in another translation is be devoted to one another with brotherly love. And, you know, so be devoted to one another and love them dearly. Okay. So you should have relationships that are not easily offendable, and that when you have those relationships, it's because of the love that we have, because we share the same Heavenly Father. The next one is found here in verse number 12. It is the third aspect. Let me read verses 9 through 13 for you. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. So the words continuing steadfastly mean to be devoted to one another. When you look up those words in the Greek lexicon, the definition that comes up says to be devoted to. To be devoted to. That means it's not just an activity of convenience. It means it is not something that is only done occasionally, but it is something that you are fully committed to and you have set as your agenda item. This is what I am committed to doing. Okay? So if we are devoted to loving one another dearly, that is great. I believe that the church should have relationships. I think the body of Christ ought to like one another. I think that they ought to, you know, rise to the level of agape love in those situations. I think that there are way too many church splits. I think that there should be people who are like Jonathan and David. And David had a mighty man that came to his rescue, Abishai, I think it was, you know, that are willing to say, you know what? We are yours. Okay? This next activity of devotion that we see here is that we continue steadfastly in prayer. So this is not a one and done. This is not something that is part of your past. It's not even something that is part of your future. It is something that you do and you keep on doing. And what is that thing? You and I are called to be devoted to prayer. Not just the pastor. Not just the church leadership. Every believer, you and I, we need to be in communication with our commander in chief. There is no substitute for prayer. Study is not a substitute for prayer. Study is good. Study is important. Study is essential. But it's not the same as prayer. You and I, we need to hear from heaven. And so this week, I will be having an extended prayer session because of a revelation that I had from God's word. And I'm going to say, okay, God, this is going to be a time for honoring you. And it doesn't mean that it's easy. It's not about whether or not it is something that is without a price. In fact, I will tell you that I believe that most people appreciate something more whenever there is an investment that is required on their behalf. So everybody likes the word free. I remember hearing someone say that one of the most powerful and influential words in the English language is the word first. And another powerful and influential word, I think he said it was number two back at the time when he made the statement, was the word free. Well, here's what I found is a lot of times if something is free to someone, they don't value it. And, you know, a lot of people are living as if their relationship with Jesus had no cost at all. The truth of the matter is, this coming Friday, when we are celebrating the death, the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior, we need to acknowledge there was a high price that was paid for the redemption of your life and my life from the bondage of sin that we had going on. High price. It wasn't free. You and I may have been the benefactors of it, but the cost was steep. And you and I live as the people who have benefited from someone who paid a high price. When you and I are continuing steadfastly or devoted to prayer, there are people in our lives that will be the people who benefit from those prayers. How many people are in a relationship with God at this point in time because their mother or their grandmother or their grandfather prayed for them? I know that when my son was in harm's way every single day, that my wife was using her travel time to work. She was using that time to call out on his behalf the entire time. There wasn't any reason for her to put her makeup on before she went to work because she was going to basically cry it off before she got there. So she would have to go a little early so that she could make herself look the way she wanted to look before she went in there because she was devoted to praying. And, you know, our son was the person who benefited from that. A lot of times we say, why pray? I want to ask you a different question. Why would you not want to talk with the one who loves you with a never-ending love? When my wife and I were in the months leading up to our wedding, we were separated by 700 miles. And we talked about everything. Why is it that, you know, as people live more time with one another, that they don't want to talk about their relationship? You know, there's more to talk about than the latest sporting event, more to talk about than just the weather, more to talk about than your problems at work. Why don't you spend some time talking about what a wonderful relationship that God has blessed you with? Here's the thing. If you will build up your spouse with encouragement, the temptation effectiveness rate of an unfaithful partner drops exponentially, because they've already got this tremendous gift from God, this custom gift from God that they get to celebrate on a daily basis because of the communication level that they have. The same thing with God. Talking with God should not be laborious. You know, like I mentioned in this series, that when I was talking about devotion, the my mind goes back to hopelessly devoted to you. Well, prayer is, I'm hopelessly devoted to talking with the lover of my soul. So that's the second reference to devoted believers here in this passage. I believe that's for everybody in the church, not just the pastor. Verse number 13 has two more things that we can share, and it's distributing to the needs of the saints. Distributing to the needs of the saints. So if you were to look at in fact, one of the references that the lexicon had goes right back to Acts chapter 6. Acts chapter 6, verse number 1 says, "Now in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists." Okay, so that would be the Jews that came from a Greek background, Greek-speaking Jews. "The reason there was a complaint was because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution." Okay, the church is supposed to take care of the widows and the saints. In fact, I will make a bold statement here, and that is that one of the reasons that there is a stressful situation as far as the nation's finances is because the government was never meant to be the ultimate food safety net, if you will. That was supposed to be the church. But we live in a day and time where people want to put strings on the church, not allow people to hear about what Jesus can do in their life. Don't want them to hear about, hey, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor their seed begging bread. They don't want to hear about their sins being forgiven and Jehovah Jireh working on their behalf. I don't mean that the church is going to be able to take care of every situation, but I do believe that there are situations where families are supposed to step in and take care of, and we live that out, that the church is supposed to take care of those in the community that have no families that could take care of them. I believe that. But, you know, we've moved so far away from what was going on in the book of Acts that, you know, it would take a miracle for us to ever be able to get back there. So it says, "Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, 'It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word.'" So the distributing to the needs of the saints was delegated to people in the church. And so that's what Paul admonishes Timothy here. Now, at Merit Assembly of God, mercy is my primary gift. And as such, I have been the recipient of many, many, many sob stories. Many, many cons have come. And so this specifically says distributing to the needs of the saints. There is a relationship that is very important between brothers and sisters in Christ. If I see you in need, I'm not just going to ignore that need. I'm going to do what I can to help that need. And that doesn't mean that you can't help other people outside the body of Christ, but that is on a spirit-led basis. Jesus said, you will always have the poor with you, not because that was the will of God, but because people had demonstrated that they were never going to agree to do life God's way. And as a result, there was always going to be the poor among God's people because people wouldn't be doing it God's way. And you know what else Jesus said? You can help them anytime you want. It's one of the only needs that I know of that you can help somebody and you don't even have to pray about it. I want to encourage you to establish some guidelines around there because you know, there are people who will try and take advantage of you. So our policy at Merit Assembly of God is anybody at the church that's attending, if they've got a need, we're going to do what we can to help them meet that need. If there's somebody at the church that says, look, I've got this friend, they just fell upon really hard times and we need to, you know, I can testify it's a legitimate need. We will help them. A person that just calls up on the phone and says, I got this situation going on. Can you help me? We don't feel necessarily like that is our primary responsibility. So one time I had a person that called and they didn't know that I had caller ID. And so they called and they identified themselves as one of the higher up officials in the Assemblies of God. And they said, someone from our church is in your area. And if you could help them out, I will send you the resources to help them in this time of emergency. And so because I had caller ID and they were identifying as someone from California, I said, so let me get this straight. You are so-and-so's brother. Yes, that's correct. And you're pastoring in California. Yes, that's correct. And you want me to help somebody that's here in Brevard County. Yes, that's correct. I said, I want to ask you one question. They said, okay, what's that? I said, why are you calling me from such and such a hotel here in Brevard County? And here was the response. Click. Saints may have needs, and when they have needs, the church should be there. The word distributing there means to share in the needs. And that word needs means tasks that are assigned for the necessary work or duty that has been assigned by God. Sometimes it is not due to lack. Sometimes that sharing in means I know that you have been assigned to carry a load that is more than you can carry on your own. I'm here to help you carry that need. So the last thing here is given to hospitality. Given to hospitality. Whenever I see the word hospitality, the first word that I see is hospital. We have traditionally looked at Merit Assembly of God as a spiritual hospital. Doesn't mean we've been able to help every person that came in that was needing spiritual care, but we've tried. We've tried. Just like you have some medical patients that are, you know, what they deem non-compliant. In other words, they won't do what the doctor says to do. Sometimes we run into that. Sometimes, just like you have in a medical hospital, the needs are greater than what we are able to address. And so we've got no problem, saying, you know what, we're going to do what we can to get you the help that you need. If you are hurting, I want to invite you to a church that considers itself a place where people can find their spiritual afflictions, their relational afflictions and things like that, where they can get the care that they need to where they are set on a path where they will go forth and be made whole. One of the hardest parts about being a spiritual hospital, for me, is that many times people come in, they get made well, and then they move on. In that case, I thank God that, you know, we were able to have a small part in getting them back on the path in their life. The other thing that I think of when I see the word hospitality is I think of the hospitality industry, and that would be whether that's in the restaurant business, or whether it would be lodging or something like that. And in those situations, if you want to endure in the hospitality industry, you had better be equipped to do the best that you can to provide sanitary conditions, to provide an opportunity, an environment, if you will, where people can have an encounter that they will remember for the rest of their life. And so at Merit Assembly of God, church is this Sunday. I can tell you that there have been some Easter services that people have never forgotten at Merit Assembly of God. If you are looking to encounter Jesus, I want you to know you will find that he is extremely hospitable. He is there to heal your hurts and heal your wounds so that you can have an encounter with him that is going to leave you walking the path of victory, walking in holiness and righteousness. So I'd like to take this opportunity. We're not the biggest church, but I guarantee you, we love people, we love God, we love his word, and we want you to have an encounter with the risen Savior. Come and be a part of what God is doing this Sunday, Resurrection Sunday at 10:30. We'll see you next time right here on
Thank Refresh. You for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Jesus' blood.